Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. I'm Ann Frazier, and I'm sitting with my friend Connie Zack, and she is the owner of Sunlighten, and they also have Sunlighten Day Spa. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit more about, give us a history of Sunlighten, how it came about, and the history of it, because you guys are a local company here, but you're global. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about all of that.
Yeah, we are global. We have a wonderful office in the UK. We have distributors all over the world in India, Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand, all of Europe. I mean, we're all over the place. We started, over 25 years ago. It's so hard to believe. And we started, it's really a story of passion and purpose. My brother was extremely ill, and it was horrible. He was really super young, and he couldn't do anything. He couldn't function due to chronic fatigue, and he had vertigo and just tons of pain all over his body. And it wasn't until his dentist diagnosed him with heavy metal toxicity as a result of his fillings, Whoa. His mercury fillings in his mouth. And he said, Jason, I think these fillings are leaking into your body, and I think that's what's causing everything. And because my brother had gone to a lot of physicians and nobody could figure it out. I mean, keep in mind, this is over 25 years ago, right? This is a long time ago. And people didn't even talk about mercury. And so his dentist said, I've been reading about a wavelength called infrared that is able to detoxify your body from things that are super heavy that you really can't get out any other way. He says, I think you should explore it. So my brother did. I'll do the fast part of the story. And he eventually bought an infrared sauna, which, you know, there was really, I think, only one available. And it changed his life.
Wow.
I mean, it changed his life. It's changed ours and lots of other people, which is the great part of the story. I mean, it really, you know, day by day, he noticed a big difference. And, I mean, eventually he sweat out all the mercury and he was able to function again. The pain was gone. He also physically looked different. I didn't realize how just off color, you know, his skin didn't look healthy. I didn't realize it at the time, so I kind of got used to seeing him that way. And then when he, you know, was healthy and he started walking, eventually started running, I mean, he just looked like a different person. So vibrant and so full of life. And he's an artist, a very, very good artist. And you know, he couldn't do anything during those times. So it's a really, you know, it's a crazy story when I think about it. What I did, my participation is, I was working at Procter & Gamble on the pharmaceutical side of the business at the time, and so was Aaron, and who is my business partner and now husband. And we did a lot of research in the medical, you know, part of the business, trying to figure out what is infrared and how did, like, is there something to this, you know? I'm very, very skeptical by trade, like very skeptical. Like, you know, Aaron is awesome. He's really super positive. And so am I, but I'm skeptical first. So I don't always have my radar up. And so I was like, what, Jason? What? This is crazy. This can't possibly be true. But when I started doing research, oh my goodness, there was so much data over in Asia that was published that, I mean, here I am, like, to, you know, turning back the clock, I'm at a big Procter & Gamble, a big company, dedicating my life to pharmaceuticals really because I wanted to help people. I mean, I had this really heartfelt need to change the world by the things I was doing. And I was thinking I was. And I was helping. I just was doing Band-Aid stuff versus really cures. And so I started doing the research. And I just was so encouraged by, especially on the heart, the changes that infrared was able to do on the heart that we couldn't do in the pharmaceutical world. I mean, we were working on antihypertensives, and while we could make some changes, there were always, as you know from seeing commercials on pharmaceuticals, there's all these other changes. You know, this may cause flatulence and, you know, maybe even death, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just the way pharmaceuticals, that's just the way it works with your body. I mean, so anyway, I just decided to leave my corporate job and, you know, try and bring this forth to the rest of the world. And I've spent the last 20 plus years dedicating my life to research and development and science and figuring out how to master the delivery of infrared, how to master the spectrum, like just mastering all things infrared science, heat and light. And Yeah, it's been wonderful. And I love this hope. Like I was, when you were talking, you know, about your podcast, I was thinking, good. Our mission is to bring light, hope, and happiness to people everywhere.
Aww.
And I know. So it's like,
light.
I know.
Yes.
So it's like, I love this, you know, if you have hope, it's like there's a chance, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we're bringing to people is there's a chance that we can help heal yourself naturally.
Yeah.
You know, without having to do with, not that there's a role for pharmaceuticals, you know, but if you can find a way to heal your body naturally and allow your body to heal on its own, you know, bring it back to this homeostasis place. I mean, that's really the ideal state.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and we just met a week ago.
Yeah.
And I had heard about you and had met with Vic and a couple people. But when I started doing sunlight and the infrared sauna, the far, mid, and near, mm-hmm. and we'll get more into all of that. But when I started doing it, I am only able to do it like once a week, and I do it at a place that I get a massage at. And so just once a week even was, I was noticing differences. Mm-hmm. And so getting one in my home, that's of course what we'll be doing. But it wasn't until after really meeting you and talking with you where I was like, I'm so excited to learn more of all the things, all the health benefits. And we will, because this podcast, of course, will bring it back into Alzheimer's and the brain. But I think it's important for people to know all the things that this does and how helpful it is for your body. So let's talk about you talked about the heart. Let's talk about the brain for a moment. Tell me a little bit about the benefits that we'll see with the brain by being able to do infrared.
So, I mean, that's such an extensive topic, and there's more and more research being done. In fact, I just had a conversation, which is awesome, with Dr. Ashley Mason, who is a researcher out in California. She's doing some work, you know, with infrared. So, I mean, it's literally work in progress, but I'll take a step back and as I know this is in a couple different parts, and so I'm going to try and stay a little bit more high level as far as just helping people understand, because it is complicated, and I recognize that. And so I feel like my job is to simplify it for people to understand, you know, what is infrared, and maybe we should, you know, go in there too, as well as how is it different than regular heat, and kind of break it down a little bit. But to answer your question about the brain, the simplest way to explain the impact with infrared on the brain is to think about how infrared works with flow in the body. And infrared is a level of, it's energy, okay? It comes from the sun. More than, you know, 50% of the sun's rays is in the infrared spectrum. So it's a very powerful part of the natural sunlight. And when it gets into your body, and we can go into the different types of infrared, but let's just talk high level. When it gets into your body, it helps your body flow and function better. And so when you think about the brain, and it really needs, you know, flow and oxygen to be able to improve your cognitive function, to be able to function optimally.
Right.
And infrared is one tool that can help it do that naturally. Let me give another analogy, because this will be helpful for people listening. And I'll probably say this a lot over the next little bit when we talk, because to me it's the easiest way to understand how it works, is it's an exercise mimetic. And what I mean by that is, it copies, infrared copies what exercise does for the body, but in a passive cardiovascular way. So you're sitting inside your sauna, or for those who are using the solo, you're lying down, but you're getting the same type of increased heart rate, increased blood flow, increased oxygenation. Your clarity, like if you go for a walk, you notice that your brain, starts to like function better, because you're getting fresh air, you're getting oxygen, and, hopefully you're sweating a little bit, which is great, because so you're starting the whole circulation process. And that's the easiest way to remember why is this good for my brain? Well, because it's similar to exercise, but you're not moving your muscles in the same way. So it's especially for the elderly, and now it's, Alzheimer's is not affecting the elderly anymore. It's affecting lots of other people. But, mm-hmm. A lot of people, lose a lot of their mobility, so they can't go for that 5-mile or 3-mile or 1-mile run, right? And so, but they need a way to move their body. And this is a way to move your body, you know, while not moving it.
Right, getting the benefits
internally. Of. Correct.
Right. That is so interesting. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to return back to the podcast in just a moment. But we wanted to do a quick infomercial and we wanted to tell you that we are looking for sponsors for our podcast. So if you or anyone you know have been affected by Alzheimer's and you're loving our podcast, then we would absolutely love to talk to you. You know, we are not only, we're based here out of Kansas City, but we have listeners all over the United States. And in fact, all over the world, which is really fun and exciting to see where people tune in from. So France, Australia, all kinds of different places. And that's really, really cool to see our reach go so far. And we are hoping to take our podcast to 2 days a week. So in order to do that, we are looking for some podcast sponsors. So if you or anyone you know would love to have an infomercial about your wonderful company, we would love to spotlight you. And so please reach out to us and at email us at info@thenightofhope.com. And we will reach out to you and we can talk about all the different levels that we have. You can sponsor for 1 month, 3 months, or a year. We'd love to talk to you about that. So thanks so much. And again, reach out to us by emailing us at info@thenightofhope.com. Thanks so much. Now we'll return back to the podcast. So we're going to do several different parts. So for our listeners, we're going to have a part one, part two, and then continue from there because this is such a deep subject and there's so much information and the benefits. You were just at a conference mm-hmm. with Dr. Dale Bredesen, mm-hmm. among many others who also are now talking about infrared. So kind of list for me for this episode, and then we'll dive deeper in the next one, but list for me kind of all the benefits or functions of the body that infrared helps.
Okay. So we'll start with the heart because that's the most studied. And it really is, when I say heart, I mean, it really is all things heart to make it super simple. I mean, it helps with heart rate, blood flow, the endothelial cells, strengthening them. It helps with CHF. It helps with coronary artery disease. It helps strengthen the heart and make the heart healthy. It helps with blood pressure. So there is a study done right here in Kansas City. I'm so excited to be in Kansas City. This is so cool. So UMKC did a study 2005, and it was a really intense study. It was a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized. So, I mean, like, very robust. And it was with the SOLA, with our infrared sauna versus another type of just regular heat, and including infrared, and that there was a statistical significant difference between people who used sunlightens versus the other one, specifically as it relates to blood pressure, which is so powerful. Because as I mentioned at the beginning of this, you know, I started my career at P&G, and I was, when I left P&G, I was in the cardiovascular arena. I was spent a lot of time in gastrointestinal, and then I left in cardiovascular. But our whole purpose there was to find ways to make the heart healthy. And it was so difficult to develop a blood pressure medication that works effectively without changing your body, without making you go to the bathroom more, changing your libido, or making you tired, or giving you like no energy. I mean, all these different side effects that nobody wants, because most people don't even know they have high blood pressure. So then all of a sudden you give a medication, they feel horrible. Like, forget about it. I'm not even going to take it. So anyway, so that's a long answer to heart, but I'm like super passionate about it because your heart, you know, it's just so important. Mm-hmm. So heart detoxification is a major benefit. Pain relief, longevity, which we spent so much time talking about, like I just said, when I was in LA with all these wonderful experts. Dr. Hyman talked a lot about heat connected to longevity. We talked about anti-aging, sleep, which is a big one, weight loss. And then really this relates to Alzheimer's, relaxation and decreased stress. Skin benefits. Those are probably like the big ones. I'm sure I'm missing, you know, one or two, but mm-hmm. those are, you know, the big ones that we can dive into more if you'd like.
Right. All of that, that's amazing because all of those things, are things that I would think most people, I can speak, I think, for most people want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Most people want to live their best life and feel the best they can mm-hmm. with whatever situation they have. So all of those things tackle all of that, really, kind of in one kind of answer, mm-hmm. so to speak. I mean, yes, you have to start working on eating correctly and exercising, mm-hmm. but this is one thing, just adding this alone mm-hmm. can cause so many wonderful benefits to the body.
I call it the whole body complete longevity hack.
Oh, I love that.
It affects your entire body. You know, it literally is complete because your farm bread is fantastic, but you know, we'll talk about the entire infrared spectrum. And so if you do the complete infrared spectrum, you know, then you can't get more energy into your body that's more powerful. I mean, it's just such a great way to, you know, increase your longevity, make you feel the feeling you get after, well, you know, because you've been using it, you know, so you imagine people that are going through, you know, early stages of Alzheimer's or getting any type of cognitive where their brain is not functioning the way they want it to. You know, I know just, you know, from myself, my own personal life, you know, I own a business. I am a wife. I am a mother of two kids. You know, I am very active in the community and in philanthropy. And so I have a very, you know, I choose, it's my choice. I choose to live a very, very full life. And there's many times where, you know, my brain, I just feel like, oh my gosh, it's stuck. Or everything's not coming as clear as I want it to come. You know, I'm not feeling as sharp as I normally do. And I get inside my sunlight and man, I just feel like a million bucks. Like it just clears up. I call it, you know, clearing up the mind fog. It just like that dust in your brain. Mm-hmm. It just kind of like boom.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes away.
Yeah.
And you get done. You have so much energy and so much clarity that you just get this like extra urge, you know, to go do more things, which mm-hmm. that's what life is all about, right?
Right, it's having the energy to do it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's our goal.
So how often do you do your sunlight? And so I'm assuming, I know there's different programs and different settings. Mm-hmm. So on the average, how often do you do yours? For how many minutes? Mm-hmm. Like what is your routine with it?
3 to 4 times a week on average. As far as time, probably I would say on average, if we're just averaging, probably between 20 and 30 minutes. I like to do longer, but one of the greatest things I have learned over the past, I don't know, call it 2 years maybe is when I made a switch, is I now go in, I really try and go in no matter what, even if it's for a shorter amount of time. Because I notice a difference. And I also notice that when I do that, I will figure out, because my brain gets clear, I'll figure out how to maneuver the rest of my day. Because I do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'll figure out how to maneuver the rest of my day so that I can stay in there an extra 10 minutes or an extra 15 minutes. So it's like the greatest thing I tell people all the time. Just get in. Like don't – so many times, and I'm sure you're like this, I am 100% like this, but I've had to mentally make a change. So many times I won't start something like I like to run. So I'll just use that for an example. Like I won't, which I've changed, but in the past I wouldn't start a run because I like to run a 5K when I run. And I know that takes me around 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if I didn't have 30 minutes or if I had to be someplace and then I had to shower, et cetera, I wouldn't do it. And then I'm like, well, that was silly. What about if I just do 2 miles? Or what if I just do one? What if I just go for 10 minutes like I did this morning? Like I ran out of time and I'm like, okay, I'm walking out the door and I'm just going to go for the little window that I have, which was awesome. It was great.
Something's better than nothing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And it's good for your brain. It's good for your body. It's good for just the mental, what's the word? Not the guilt factor, but just I think especially as women, I tend to beat myself up a lot of times if I'm not perfect, you know, and so that doing some movement kind of helps to release that. It's like, you know what, I did it. So it's the same back to the sauna. It's the same thing. Ideally, if you're going for perfection, 40 minutes is the bar. 40 minutes is perfect. But if you can just do anything up to that, you're going to notice a big benefit.
So if you did it, because for me, it would probably make a lot of sense for me to do it at night mm-hmm. as a de-stressor from my mm-hmm. day. and then take a shower and kind of wash those toxins off my skin and then go crawl into bed. Does that work too?
It does. There's a group of people that like, there's like, you know, it's just funny how people get in their habits, you know? Yes, it works, and it's really great to for a great night's sleep. For that regard, what I will tell you is most people who do that need at least 1 hour before sleep because of the energy, the natural energy that your body receives. You're still going to have a great sleep, but you know, it's you need a little bit of time before, just to do it right before it's going, because your brain's going to be like thinking of all these different creative thoughts, you know, because you're going to purge a lot of your stresses and everything like that. It's going to be a great relaxing, but it's really no different. You think about if you go for a really good, vigorous walk, you need a little bit of downtime.
True.
Right?
Right, yes.
Before you go to sleep, because you're going to be like, you're vigorous. You're going to be like, you have some energy, you know?
Right. So you're, the best time, what I hear you saying is, the best time would be, so like I go to the gym in the morning. So I go to the gym. If I were to come home, do that, then take my shower. That would be like the ultimate benefits.
Well, and it's personal preference. So I don't want, I mean, really, this is totally a, it's like the choice of wood. People always, like, they always want me to pick their wood for them. And I'm like, I can't pick your wood for you. It is personal preference. It's like picking, you know, that purple ball. Like, you have to pick it because you feel good in it, you know?
Correct.
So same thing. It really is what works best. Both are great. It really is just, what works best, you know, in your routine. It's not, it's great to do it at night for exactly the reasons that you said. It's fantastic. I think the best solution for is, since you have that evening thing, is once you start there, try it and see, you know, how it works in your life. And if it works, then keep it that way. If it doesn't, then bump it up to the morning. That would be my suggestion. Some people just know, they are like myself. I have to get, I don't have to, but it works best to get all of my, you know, exercise, sauna, like all those types of things done. Right. I juice. I could do all these crazy things. And I have to do them in the morning just because that's just, you know, the way it works best for the rest of the day.
Sure.
You know, because my day, I don't know if it's like with you, but my day, it may be like beautifully mapped out, you know, and then all of a sudden, it happened today. All of a sudden, there's like a detour that's going to happen. So then I get off, you know, my schedule, and I don't want my sauna to get eliminated.
Right. Very good. Very good. Well, I think we're at the point where we normally need, we close off, but let's have this be part one of many. So we're going to continue on in a moment, and on another day, you're going to have this drop, and you'll be able to go back and listen to this one and go forward. So thank you guys for tuning in today. And one thing I just want to point out is Sunlighten is a local Kansas City company, and Night of Hope is a local Kansas City fundraiser, charity, 501c3. And with that, one of the reasons we became our own 501c3 is because we want to have the money stay local. We want to help Kansas City and beyond through the airwaves, but we really, really want to support Kansas City and Kansas City companies. And I knew I had to meet Connie. I knew that we had to just get this word out about Sunlighten and their products. So I just want to make that point. And the last thing I want to say is, as Night of Hope, we have kicked off a new program called Ambassador of Hope. And if you or anyone you know have been touched by Alzheimer's or dementia, or this is something that you are interested in, you can become an Ambassador of Hope. And that means if you go to our website at thenightofhope.com, you can give on a monthly basis. So whether it's $5 a month, you know, which is cheaper than one Starbucks these days, but if you go on, you can do $10 a month, whatever, $1,000 a month, whatever you want to do, we would greatly appreciate that. So become an Ambassador of Hope. And we appreciate you tuning in today as well. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. And we'll do our second edition with Connie Zack. Thank you.